Well, hi, everybody. We're back again with ComTalk, a BBS Film Productions Final Cuts podcast. And today we have Frank Vivaro, our special guest for the month, actually. And he is going to tell us all about, in customer service, what are some of the things you can do to better your customer service and really shine as a champion in that world?
Yeah. You know, I love customer service because it takes me back. So when I was out of college, you know, I always tell this story when I speak, but like, you know, I flunked out of college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spent 2 years in college. The only reason I even went to college was to wrestle. And mm-hmm. as soon as I was done wrestling, you know, I didn't want to go to school anymore, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I went into the fitness industry and I spent 7 years there and really learning how to interact with people, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing more intimate of an experience of helping people on their health and fitness goals.
Okay.
When you think about that, imagine you're walking into a fitness center, you want to lose weight, but it's intimidating, right? So
yeah.
You have to be very vulnerable to go in and do that. So I really got to learn empathy mm-hmm. at a very close, intimate level with people.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm talking about this and the reason I'm bringing it up is because we would have a lot of people who would walk in and they would say, I already know this. My mom would be one. Like she would come, I already know how to lose weight. I know I need to exercise and eat right. I know this already.
Mm.
But in customer service, it's the exact same way. Most companies know it's important,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not what you know. It's what you notice.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Yeah.
It's not what you know, it's what you notice.
Mm-hmm.
And most employees in the world today are going through their job and they can perform it on autopilot. So therefore, they're not noticing all the opportunities to better serve the
right.
customer.
Right.
They're flying over their heads. All these opportunities.
Yeah.
And their ability to anticipate, their ability to see opportunities and to be more empathetic in those situations,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And to say, hey, you know, I apologize that you've experienced this. I'm going to be the one who solves your problem today. I'm
yeah.
going to own it for you.
Yeah.
No, they don't. They just, oh, no one really, it's just, everybody's going through the motions. So
yeah.
the first step in changing that mm-hmm. is understanding that, number one, it's happening in your company.
Yeah, yeah.
So start looking at things closer.
Yeah.
You know, most leaders have this, you know, 3,000-foot view, and they're looking at it, but they're not really, and they'll walk by, and they'll hear something and cringe, and be like, ooh, I can't believe they said that. But they don't do anything about it.
Yeah, yeah.
They just kind of walk past and allow, mediocrity to be the standard of the company.
Right.
So the first thing has to be, it starts at the top. You have to want to be better than your competition
yeah.
at service.
Yeah.
And that starts with, okay, how can we be better? Well, it starts with creating some standards.
Mm-hmm.
Most companies do not have customer service standards. In
right.
their organization.
Yeah.
Here's what they have. They've got Dan Portick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who he's our A player. He's an all-star. He does things the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got, you know, Johnny over here. I cringe when I got to put him with the best client, right?
Right.
And that's yeah. employee roulette.
Yeah.
Meaning the experience that you're going to receive is determined on the employee that you get.
Yeah. That's not
that's scary.
Yeah, it is.
So companies out there that are winning with customer service, they really have a playbook. They have standards put in place.
Yeah.
And they have a creed. They have guidelines mm-hmm. of how they want to serve the clients. And what that does is it elevates Johnny over here. So,
yeah.
you know, he was a C player before. Now he's a B minus.
Right.
So he's a lot better at the customer service experience than he was before, right?
Yeah.
And that's how you elevate people. You invest in people.
Right,
but that
right.
starts with creating some guidelines for how you want to serve.
Now, do you do that for customers?
That's what we do. Yeah,
yeah
so
okay.
that's one of the first things that we do. So we go in and we do what we call as discovery, where we'll sit down, we'll really see how the company is interacting with mm-hmm. the clients.
Yeah.
We'll provide some secret shopping stress test points to see how do they respond to certain questions, certain calls. And then from there, we'll audit what we call as a company's negative cues. Mm-hmm. They're everything that the customers see, everything that customers feel, and everything mm-hmm. that the customers hear. And
kind of like undercover boss.
It's undercover boss. It's face to face. It's ear to ear. It's click to click. It's mm-hmm. at all touch points.
Yeah.
So we assess. Okay. We identify negative cues. It's very typical for us to walk away with like 25 to 35 negative things that that not just I identify, that the employees of the company identify.
Okay.
And through that, we're able to create those standards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really, really cool process. Nice. That's what the Chick-fil-A's, the Ritz-Carlton's, the Harley-Davidson's, the Starbucks, these companies, Disney, when you think of world-class service companies, that's how they do it.
Yeah.
It's like, how does Chick-fil-A train these 20-somethings to be world-class at customer service? Well, it doesn't happen accidentally.
Yeah, it's funny. I had a guy a long time ago I used to work with. He was hired by... what was it? Kentucky Fried Chicken. Mm. And he had to visit like 25 Kentucky Fried Chickens and give reports for each one of them. He says he was so sick of chicken. At the end of that. You imagine
it's a
that
lot of chicken.
And I don't particularly like their chicken. I don't think it's very good.
Me neither.
So, are there any other things that customers can do? I mean, clients can do.
Yeah, so first it starts with creating some standards, creating a playbook for how you want to serve. And then from there, it's implementing it.
And
putting together a plan for implementation. Because as we all know, it's really hard to change human behavior, right?
Yeah, right.
So how do you do that? Well, we take them through that process
and
we give them the proven recipe to implement that properly.
Yeah.
And then how do you make everyone involved? And how do you get the fence sitters who, how do you get them to buy in? So we take them through that entire process.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a long game.
Sure.
There's no such thing. Anything that's worth doing in life, typically it's not easy.
Right.
Right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a long game. There's no silver bullet to next week you're world class.
Yeah. What's a typical time frame to really get a culture changed and turned around on an average?
I've seen culture with companies I've worked with really start to turn around 8 months in. Some companies, it can, but when we identify those negative cues, that's the low-hanging fruit. So companies can identify those and fix those right away. So there really is a little bit of instant gratification.
Yeah, right.
But to really start seeing the ROI of it in terms of how it impacts the bottom line, you'll see it in around 8 months. You'll really start seeing an impact.
Okay.
A year, 2 years. And then once you get 3 to 5 years down the road, it really starts to take off because that's when you start, a lot of times the people in your organization who are toxic, they start to weed themselves out because they're just not the right fit any longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've seen that. Yeah. So true. So, and then measuring this, I mean, how would people measure this? I mean, how could a company measure this?
Yeah, so I think we talked about it in a previous episode, key performance indicators.
Yeah,
so we really work when we set this up with companies is we help them set up some measuring devices, right?
Yeah.
So what is your customer attrition rate? What is your employee attrition rate? Because a lot of times bad culture means you're losing good employees.
Right.
Right. So what are those rates? What's lifetime value of a client?
Mm-hmm.
What is a key performance indicator? We could measure a net promoter score, right?
Yeah.
What is your ease of doing business score? What is your word of mouth referrals? These are all very easy, measurable ways that companies, even if you don't have any hardcore CRM setup, you could still go in and measure.
Yeah, and you guys can perform that for customers as well and kind of show them the whole report and everything?
Absolutely, yeah. We perform, we do a
360.
360, yeah. We do third-party surveys where we really grab, because when you get a third-party survey that's 100% anonymous and you feel like you can be authentic on, we really get some great input and advice to really help change that culture piece.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that. It is fun. Especially restaurants.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot of fun. Well, great, Frank. This has been really eye-opening and interesting. I mean, it hits every one of us. It touches everybody, really, customer service. And the fact that you're an expert at it and being able to share that with our viewers has been fantastic. So thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Well, that's a wrap for us for this session, and we appreciate you coming on and listening to us. And look forward to seeing you on our next episode of Comm Talk. Have a great day.